Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The two-time former U.S. Attorney for the state of Minnesota, Andy Lueger, is kind enough to join us. Andy, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. If you know, Andy is not frequent in his media appearances, but he's been kind to us over the years. And I will say that as the events were unfolding Saturday, like all of you, I couldn't believe it was happening. I couldn't stop watching, and then just sometimes searching for words that this could take place, and who knows how many others could have been killed without astute police work and then brilliant law enforcement over 40-some hours. And Sunday when Dave and I were chatting, I said, well, let's see if Andy Lueger is willing to talk about this, because we knew federal charges would be a part of this in some way. And Dave reached out to Andy, and Andy said that right now I don't want to talk publicly, and then agreed to come on today. So I genuinely appreciate you coming on. I want to talk about the personal side first, and then we'll move over to the law side and your expertise. Tell me about you and Melissa Hortman and your friendship.
Thanks. I first met Melissa and Mark when Melissa was elected to the state house. That was when I was gearing up to run for county attorney. And even then, as a new member of the house, when I asked around, who should I talk to, who can help me think through this race, a number of people said Melissa Hortman. And so I sat down with her. We didn't know each other. We got to know each other, and she became an early supporter of my campaign. And then over the years, she and Mark and my wife and I would find ourselves in company where at events or parties, what have you, where we had common friends. And I'm not going to pretend to have been close to them, but I knew them both. I had a long conversation with Mark at an event once where neither of us wanted to mingle, and we mingled with each other.
Yes,
lovely people. Others know them far better than I did and can speak more, but I echo all of the statements that have made about both of them. You know, obviously, there's been a huge focus on Melissa because of her, important mm-hmm. And critical role in the legislature and in government and in the public life. But, both of them lost their lives, and they're both tremendous people raising a family.
Jennifer Brooks in the Star Tribune, a story I'm sure you saw, but I'm encouraging others to see it, profiled Mark. And I thought it was kind, interesting, fearless, understood his dynamic with his kids, made sure he stayed close to them, understood how busy his wife was, but also had a busy life himself. And I'm so glad that in this case, Jennifer Brooks, but it could have been someone else, devoted a column or a feature or something so we're not just talking about Melissa. I get it. I interviewed Melissa on this show probably 15 times. She was the Speaker of the House. She was essential to politics. You have so many individuals who philosophically, politically disagree with her, but showed their admiration. But Mark lived a full life, and I thought that was portrayed very well in this column today in the Star Tribune.
I'm glad to hear that, and I haven't had time yet today to look at it. I heard about it. The other thing is, these are all, everybody's important in this world, and happens, when evil befalls people, we need to recognize it. And so you also have the Hoffmans, and mm-hmm. I know John Hoffman a little bit. He's attended a number of events that I held when I was U.S. attorney. And so obviously they're going to survive. We don't know any more details. Our hearts go out to them and their family, because it's also the broader families that are affected by tragedies like this. And I've been able to participate and help people through some tragedies in my different roles. And like with the Wetterlings, there's the number of people affected by what happened in the broader extended family and friends. It often just doesn't get noticed or known, but I've seen it up close, and I feel for everybody who was either related or close to these families because of what they're going through.
This is Andy Luger, twice the U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota, kind enough to join us here on CCO. Chad Hartman here with you. So I want to stay on that because that's such an important point. Whether it's as visible as any case the state has ever seen with the Wetterling family or others, when there is just devastation and shock from these families and you meet with them, maybe at different points in the case, how are you in your role trying to help them in whatever way you can?
A lot of it is just information sharing and talking without overwhelming people, to talk about this is how the process works. This is what's going to happen next. These are the choices that we will be making and will consult with you. Those are the kinds of conversations towards the end of a case. And the Wetterlings is one, but I can name a number of other just sort of tragic circumstances where you're just trying to provide information to people who also need to vent and need to express their sorrow, their anger, their frustration. The one thing you can't do is undo the crime, but you can be a voice of reason and clarity for people who literally have no idea what the criminal process is all about in its details.
I'm not sure you're aware of what happened this morning, but there was a break-in at the Hortman's house that individuals somehow aware of the circumstances tried to break in to their home. We've heard these stories before about funerals and other matters. Just your reaction to that when you heard that news.
So I'm going to figure out a way to say something on the air that that's different than what I would say in private, because we are on the air. Look, there's no limit to the depravity that some people will go to. And, that's an example. It's horrible. It's worse than horrible, but the words that come to mind are not the words I can say to you.
Correct. You can off air, but not on air. Let's pause right here. Let's get to Andy Luger and the charges, how this is going to play out, his reaction to what they are, kind of the TikTok of what happens going forward, because nobody knows this better than Andy Luger in this entire state. Andy Luger, the former two-time U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota, is back with us in moments on CCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
As we return to our conversation with Andy Luger, about 20 minutes ago, Representative Kristen Bonner of Maple Grove acknowledged that it was her house among the places where Belter stopped. We obviously know the Hortman house, the Hoffman house, and Rest had come out earlier, and acknowledged that her house was among the stops for this vicious individual. Part of what the representative had to say, again, Representative Kristen Bonner, I'm devastated by the loss of my leader, my mentor and friend, Melissa, and her husband, Mark. Over the past several days, I've spent time shielding my family from grief and worry in the hopes they can remain unscathed, yet these events rarely leave us without marks. They will forever change us. So that, a bit of the breaking news of this hour. Andy Luger back with us. Okay, from your decades of experience, including in this office, when you saw the charges laid out as they were Sunday night and then greater clarity Monday from the Hennepin County Attorney's Office and then from Joe Thompson, who is the interim replacement for you, did they seem about what you expected and appropriate?
Yes, in both cases. First of all, those are just the initial charges, and that's what you do over the weekend. My expectation was, as this unfolded after I heard about it early Saturday, was that lawyers at the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, lawyers at the U.S. Attorney's Office, were in, you know, working on arrest warrants and search warrants and preparing the documents, that the charging documents that they would then make public on Monday. That's what I anticipated. I pretty much expected what I saw, because we have a little bit of a, unfortunately now, we have a little bit of a template for these tragedies on the federal side with the murder of the UnitedHealth president in New York. And, you know, to some extent, what they were doing on the federal side was tracking what had been done in that case, you know, in New York. And that's kind of what I anticipated there. And from the county attorney's office, they can only do murder two charges at this point, because they most likely will go to a grand jury, as we do in Minnesota for murder one in the state system.
That is the law in the state, and it has been for decades. Do you think it should be the law? Do you think we should stay that way and go to a grand jury and need that indictment for first-degree murder?
I don't feel strongly about it. I haven't given it much thought because it's fairly rare. I would say your question's a good one, and probably better answered in a time period where we're not, you know, grieving and
sure,
there's not such a tragedy.
Understand.
A decision like that, I generally, whether it's federal, state, or otherwise, I generally recommend let's take it at a time when we're not reeling from a particular tragedy. But it's a good question.
Among the folks we chatted with on Monday is former Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman. And he's echoed a lot of the things you've said since we came back on the charges. And I asked him this. I said, I would assume in most cases there will be an agreement on whether the federal charges go first versus Hennepin County. But I said, what happens if there's a disagreement? What happens if both sides are entrenched in saying, we want to go first? How does that work out, and do you have any concerns that that could ever happen or even would happen in this case?
It happens. Do I have concerns? Not really. I've been doing this on and off since 1989, and I've seen every kind of dispute or disagreement between prosecutors' offices you can imagine, starting in New York, where it seemed like half of what we did was fight with other prosecutors. It all gets worked out, Chad, and, you know, there could be some of that here. I'm not worried about it. I don't know what Mike said, but Mike and I got along very well, and I think I've told you in the past, Mary Moriarty and I always, you know, were eye to eye on how to proceed on cases. So I think that all gets worked out, and a lot of that, you know, to use a sports metaphor, is very inside baseball.
Yeah.
So I don't, you know, for the families and for the community, I hope that if there's a disagreement, it kind of gets dealt with. But it's pretty much stuff that goes away over time.
He thought the same thing. Again, you have a bias and a knowledge. It's both. And it's an understanding of that office at the federal level. As you look at this case, and from the information we know now, and you laid it out in great detail before, we're going to find out a lot more. Right. To you, does it make any more sense for one side to go ahead of the other?
I'm not in the weeds enough to answer that, because there are so many factors. When I did this and I had those discussions with county attorneys, one, who's likely to get a more significant penalty given the horrendous acts here? And that's number one. Number two, what are the elements and what possible defenses could arise, and which case is more streamlined to prove? Also, just the system, the state system, the federal system, which one is more likely to get this case to trial more quickly? Those are a number of the factors. And basically what everybody ends up doing is sitting around a table, whether it was in my office or a county attorney's office, we'd sit around a table and we'd reach agreement. And it's always what's best for the case, not any one, you know, prosecutor, because it, you know, people can get their feathers ruffled, but I think ultimately everybody reaches an agreement about what's best for the case.
This is Andy Lueger, former U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota. Joe Thompson obviously was asked about the possibility of pursuing the death penalty. He has it available to him in Hennepin County in the state of Minnesota. You don't. You know, you're going to give him great deference. But if you were in this position, and when you had the ability to decide on cases, how do you determine life without parole versus we're going to go to the max, including pursuing the death penalty?
So there are a number of factors. Ultimately, that decision rests with the Attorney General of the United States. There is an actual section in the Department of Justice that reviews all potential death penalty cases, and then there's and answers various questions. That section, the capital case section, then refers the matter to a specific committee, and there's a committee under every attorney general, the Capital Case Review Committee, that makes its recommendation to the attorney general. The U.S. attorney's recommendation matters, and it depends administration versus administration. There's a wide variety of this, but ultimately that capital case committee, their recommendation is most important.
Last thing, this became an extraordinarily public case for all the obvious reasons. Committees are different. Attorney generals are different. But when something is as visible as this is, does this bring the possibility of a death penalty charge to a stronger chance than, let's say, another case which might be just as vicious, just as vile, and multiple people are gone, but one of them wasn't the former Speaker of the House?
It is and can be a factor. I will tell you, deterrence matters. And so when a case, it's not just the fact of the prominence of the victim, but also the need to deter other acts of political violence, or like in the United Health case with Luigi Mangione, the prominence of the case. So those are all factors that get weighed in. I've never sat in on those discussions in Washington. We don't tend to have many of these in Minnesota. A couple over the years that I've been a prosecutor in the state.
Mm-hmm.
But the other factor is also just the time it takes on the back end after a conviction. There's lots of appellate rights.
Yep.
For people convicted in a death penalty case on the back end. And that, you know, everybody's going to weigh all that. And I can't speak to the people in Washington who ultimately will make that decision. But there are very experienced people who weigh in on making sure this is done in a uniform way. That's the job of this committee, to make sure there's uniformity around the country.
Important insight. I appreciate you coming on, and we'll reach out again. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Chet.
Andy Lueger. He's just fabulous on this, and can certainly understand why he wanted to take a couple days. There are many people, Dave, that we reached out to who said either they know Melissa and Mark very well, or they know them but still wanted a day or two to come on. And listen, the charges are still a huge part of this case, and there literally is no better guest than him in the overview outside of the attorneys involved in the case. And if you missed it, the day of, Jason had on Joe Thompson, and he was really good. He knows his stuff, obviously, to reach that level, and he also is willing to give great answers in great length on a case like this when the interest is so significant. Bill Guerin, it's been a little bit of time since we talked to Billy. Thought this might be a good time. We've had a lot of serious talk today and the last couple days, but the Panthers have a either a dynasty or borderline dynasty. We got a draft coming up where the Wolves, excuse me, the Wild don't have a first pick, but they have other picks. You got the Olympics. We got free agency. We got a lot, and Billy Guerin's always fun to chat with. So the chief brain wizard of the hockey operations for the Minnesota Wild, Bill Guerin, next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.